shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
Hey there, everybody, and thank you for joining me for another edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. I am DJ Shockley, where choosing great furniture is just as important as understanding a great play. Rooms to Go makes it easy and affordable every single day. Tough loss for our Falcons last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There were a couple good plays, a couple bad plays. I'm going to start off with a not-so-good play just to show you what happened on this particular play. All right, on this particular play, this is a pressure by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're going to get some pressure on Madden, forcing him to throw the football a little bit earlier than he wants to. And really what happens here is the defensive line has the Falcons' offensive line. They have them outdone right here. They have more guys than we can block. All right, so right here we have one, two, three guys here to block only one, two, three, four. But where the pressure comes from is here's the defensive end here. He's going to loop all the way around here and get pressure into Matt's face. The center does a good job of getting the pressure here, and he sees him late, but just unfortunately he doesn't see him. So they're going to bring everybody this way and this way to force all three guys to go this way and loop all the way around to get the pressure from the end spot. So as the play rolls around, you're going to see the end get upfield, and he's going to come around. And now you can see the pressure. They have more guys than we can come. Here's one. You see DeMarco does a good job of coming over trying to pick him up. So they have one here, two here. But we should be able to come off with the center and block him and have this completely picked up. So there's no pressure in Matt's face. Unfortunately, we're unable to pick it up. The center sees it late. He does a good job of trying to get off. But by the time he gets off, the pressure is already in Matt's face and forcing him to throw. You see Matt's throwing off his back foot here. So it's unfortunate. He throws a little bit than he wants to. He wants to throw it. As you can see, the receiver's right here. He's right at the top of the screen here, and he's just about to come out his break, but the ball's already in the air, so he's not ready for it. So just an unfortunate play by the Falcons. They did a good job of pressuring him, but we should have had it picked up. If we go back one more time, we should have had four guys to pick this up with our three linemen and with DeMarco coming across picking up this end rusher. The center just has to stay here and wait for that eventual rusher to come all the way around here and pick that up. Good job of them coming across. Center comes off just a tad bit late, and that's where the pressure comes from. So a good drawn-up blitz by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they caught us a little bit off guard there, but I'm sure the communication will get better next week versus the Carolina Panthers. All right, we just saw an unfortunate play from offensive line, not picking up the blitz. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get the playoff and get the completion. But here's the play on defense I want to show you guys is what it's all about. And this is why the Falcons have one of the top run defenses in the National Football League. And it starts with the tackling machine himself, Mr. Paul Warlow. He doesn't make the play on this particular play, but he causes the play to be stopped. What he's going to do, he is what's called, he's going to fill the gap here. He's going to fill the gap, take on the fullback, and actually he's going to stymie the fullback before he even gets to the line of scrimmage, and then he's going to allow everybody else to scrape to the plate. Defensive line going to scrape to the plate. Defensive line scrape to the plate. If he does not fill this gap, then there's going to be a free rushing lane right into the end zone, but he does a good job of filling his gap right away. He doesn't wait on it. He doesn't pause. He reacts right when the football is snapping, does a good job of seeing what's going on. All right, so once the ball is snapped, you're going to see Paul Warlow, boom, look at that. Take on that fullback. Fullback doesn't want any parts of this right here. He's already in the backfield. Warlow's recognition of draw, screen, whatever it may be, is outstanding. So he does a good job of filling the gap. And now you see all the other guys are already flowing to the football. Now Doug Martin, the back, has nowhere to go. And just a great job of Paul Warlow filling the gap here. Show it one more time. Does a good job of recognition, understanding what he sees, and then shot out of a cannon, takes all the fullback. Fullback has nowhere to go. Neither does the tailback. Does a good job of the offensive line, the defensive line, screening those guys off and making a play up front. So an excellent job, and that's why the Falcons defense has been really, really solid throughout the entire season. Guys doing what they're supposed to, filling the gaps, linebacker scraping, defensive line doing a great job of getting upfield, and that's why they have one of the top rush defenses in the National Football League. All right, guys, thank you for joining us for another great edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback, and I'm saying it every week. Hopefully, we're back next week with some better plays. Hopefully, we get a win and knock off those Carolina Panthers. So we'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys for joining us.